It's Monday, December 3rd, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The day before Thanksgiving, reports surfaced that Islamic radicals in Pakistan were, quote, hunting house to house, end quote, for Pakistani Christian Asiya Bibi, reports the Christian Post. Bibi has been in hiding since Pakistan's Supreme Court acquitted her of trumped-up blasphemy charges, this after a 9-year imprisonment and legal battle that left at least two of her supporters dead. She now faces a vigilante campaign for her execution, the execution of her family, and the three high court judges that rendered the verdict. Her attorney has already fled the country. A few countries, including Canada and Australia, seem to be working with Pakistan to grant her asylum, but so far the United States has remained embarrassingly silent. On Friday of last week, Breakpoint This Week co-host Ed Stetzer, using the social media hashtag AsylumForBibi, called on President Donald Trump to fulfill recent promises made by his administration to persecuted Christians and to grant asylum to Asiya Bibi and her family, and to proactively work with Pakistani officials to ensure safe transport to the United States. Please petition the president to act now through a link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Roughly 8 months after the passing of his beloved Barbara, to whom he had been married 70 years, former President George H.W. Bush died at age 94 on Friday night, November 30th, reports Christian Headlines. The 41st president is survived by 5 children, including President George W. Bush, and 17 grandchildren. After serving in the U.S. Congress, Bush was also ambassador to the United Nations, chairman of the Republican Party, envoy to China, director of the CIA, and vice president to Ronald Reagan. In 1988, Bush ran a successful campaign to succeed Reagan as president, defeating Democratic opponent Michael Dukakis, becoming the first incumbent vice president in 152 years to be elected president.
We can now speak the most majestic words a democracy has to offer. The people have spoken, and with a full heart and with great hopes, I thank all the people throughout America who have given us this great victory.
On August 2, 1990, Iraq, led by Saddam Hussein, invaded its oil-rich neighbor to the south, Kuwait. Bush condemned the invasion. Early on the morning of January 17, 1991, Allied forces launched the first attack of Operation Desert Storm, which included more than 4,000 bombing runs by coalition aircraft. This pace would continue for the next 4 weeks until a ground invasion was launched on February 24, 1991. After the successful offensive, President Bush announced the liberation of Kuwait.
Kuwait is liberated. Iraq's army is defeated. Our military objectives are met. Kuwait is once more in the hands of Kuwaitis in control of their own destiny. We share in their joy, a joy tempered only by our compassion for their ordeal.
According to Wikipedia, quote, several key moments in Bush's life led to a deepening of his faith in Jesus Christ, including his narrow escape from Japanese forces in 1944 and the tragic death of his 3-year-old child, Robin, in 1953, end quote. On abortion, Bush evolved from a pro-abortion view to at least giving lip service to the pro-life view. The 41st president often used a 1,000 points of light theme to describe the power ordinary citizens have to solve problems locally in their communities. In addition to President John Adams, President Bush was the second American to see his son follow him into the nation's highest office. George H.W. Bush was the longest-lived president in American history. Months after a group of Honey Grove Middle School students were scolded for praying, the Texas school has made the decision to permit its students to openly pray once again, reports CBN News. It was Hannah Allen, an 8th grader, who dared to pray with a handful of students during lunch back in September for a classmate who had recently been involved in an accident. Not long into the prayer, Principal Lee Frost approached the students and declared, quote, "Y'all don't do that again," end quote. Although the prayer was both initiated and led by the students. The following day, Principal Frost told Allen and the rest of the group that they were only allowed to pray if they were doing so behind the cafeteria stage curtain, outside, or when the gym was vacant. Thanks to the intervention of First Liberty Institute, which said in a letter that, quote, students should not have to hide or be exiled to pray for each other, end quote, the school reversed itself. You can send a polite note to Principal Frost at tlfrost@honeygroveisd.net. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 encourages Christians to pray without ceasing. An Oklahoma bill filed last Thursday would prohibit all abortions without exception and would actually make the killing of unborn babies a felony for both abortionists and mothers, reports News Oklahoma. Republican State Senator Joseph Silk filed Senate Bill 13 this week after a similar bill failed in the state legislature in 2017. While watching pornography was technically banned at Starbucks locations, the company had not used content blockers on its Wi-Fi service to prevent access to explicit content, reports the Christian Post. That will supposedly change in 2019, as Starbucks customers will no longer be able to access X-rated content. The recent action from Starbucks on their 2016 commitment came after a petition launched this month by Enough is Enough, calling out the coffee giant for reneging on their promise. The petition had more than 26,000 signatures as of Friday morning. The warning in Proverbs 7:21-23 about the adulterous woman is equally applicable to the seduction of pornography. With persuasive words she led him astray. She seduced him with her smooth talk. All at once he followed her like an ox going to the slaughter, like a deer stepping into a noose till an arrow pierces his liver, like a bird darting into a snare, little knowing it will cost him his life. And finally, if you tuned in to watch NBC's The Voice last week, you may have thought for a minute you were tuned into a gospel music channel, reports FaithWire.com. During Monday night's episode, contestant Kimberly Joy performed the Christian track Break Every Chain.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
The 26-year-old from Windsor, Connecticut, is a worship leader at her church where her father pastors. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, December 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.